The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
As I said, there is no getting away from the big news story of the day, which is Dublin moving from level 2.5, which is where it is currently at, to level 3 with a twist. And why with a twist? Because level 3 means you can have no social or family gatherings, 25 people to weddings. It means no indoor gatherings, no matches or events in sport except at elite sport level. But it does mean that bars, cafes, restaurants and wet pubs will all be open with restrictions, and the indications are that in the next couple of hours we're going to get an announcement that all those premises will be closed. We're going to hear from some of them in just a moment. Our own reporter Barry White has been out speaking to them. But I would say this, like, I don't know if this is the right call from a public health point of view, because I'm not a public health specialist. I know the National Public Health Emergency Team obviously think this is the right thing to do. There are some public health officials and experts who think it's not far enough. And I know Anthony Staines was on News Talk Breakfast today talking about, you know, crushing the curve and 6 to 8 weeks sharp lockdowns, nationwide lockdowns to crush the curve. It's not just public health experts. I heard my own colleague Pat Kenny talking about curfews and fining people who'd be on the streets past a certain point in the evening, and a lot less carrot and a lot more stick. Maybe you're one of them. 53106. Maybe you think that's what we need to do. Enough of this social solidarity. Sod it. It doesn't work anymore. It's time to start fining people. Let us know your views. 53106, like I said. One thing I do know is that the hospitality industry will feel hard done by. And you know what? It's hard to argue with them. I think they are right to feel hard done by. We said it here on Tuesday when the new roadmap was published on The Hard Shoulder. We said the mutterings coming from government are that by the end of the week, they're going to be moving to level 3 in Dublin. And yet it was late last night, 3 full days later almost, that they announced that actually pubs and restaurants, or restaurants rather, were going to be included in the lockdown. We spoke to a restaurant owner here in the show yesterday who was relieved that at least their doors would be open. Mere hours after we spoke to her, she found out actually no, her business is shut. Her employees are going to be waking up tomorrow morning looking for the pandemic unemployment payment. And that is the reality. Like, and the reality for the industry in Ireland is that they had the longest pub lockdown in any country in Europe. That's a fact. Like, that is an undeniable fact. We've had the longest pub lockdown anywhere in Europe, despite not being the worst case, COVID cases in Europe at any point during the pandemic. And even in terms of Dublin and restaurants, and I know there's an acute problem in Dublin, and that is the point of these local lockdowns, is to avoid bigger national lockdowns. But there are other countries in Europe dealing with acute breakouts, more acute in some cities than Dublin are experiencing. And we are one of the only places that are shutting down restaurants. Almost everywhere else are doing it with not just restaurants open, but bars and cafes and pubs open as well. And it just begs the question, what is so unique about Ireland? Why are we so special that we can't take that risk? Because they know it's a risk everywhere. People who say it's not a risk, they're either lying or they're idiots. Of course it's a risk, but they're willing to take that risk in almost every other country in Europe except here. And it begs the question, what is so special about us? Maybe you have the answer. 53106. Let us know if you have that answer. Maybe you can share it with us. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. You get me on Twitter at The Hard Shoulder. If you've been affected by any way by these announcements, expected announcements, we'd love to hear from you throughout the show. Now, as I mentioned, Barry White, our own reporter, has been speaking to people in the hospitality industry. How are they preparing themselves, Barry?
Yeah, well, look, it looks like ENFIT's recommendations will be passed by Cabinet this evening, and we're expecting an announcement from the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, at around 6 o'clock. But look, when the news filtered through last night that it was to be recommended that Dublin pubs and restaurants stop indoor dining, those in the hospitality sector here in the capital were left shocked. I had a few restaurant owners and pub owners WhatsApp me last night, and they were just flabbergasted. They did not see this coming. And the Restaurants Association of Ireland released a statement saying how shocked they were and that they thought that they were not the problem. And this afternoon I've been speaking to Paul Dooley, who owns Brewhouse Gastropub in Kilmainham, as well as another 4 pubs and restaurants in the city. He says that this isn't level 3. He says this is actually level 3.5. And he says his fear is that these strict measures could actually last more than 3 weeks.
Well, I think initially an element of frustration crept in, a little bit of more anger today. I think they issued guidelines only in the last few days in terms of levels 1 to 5. And it feels as if the hospitality sector is kind of we're in a 3.5 scenario, that literally all the good practices that are in place throughout the sector mean that we don't, certainly in my perspective, I don't feel that we're the centre of the infection rates, and that it should be literally more focused on not necessarily sectoral targeting, but more geographic targeting within the Dublin environment particularly, I think.
So do you feel pubs and restaurants are being harshly treated here?
Well, I think at the point of where we're at, it's been a very, very difficult 6 to 7 months. It's been a bit of a roller coaster journey, and literally we thought we were in a position over the last few weeks since reopening that we could literally trade. Even if we didn't make money, we certainly were trying not to lose money, and gradually increasing our staff numbers, even with the restrictions that are currently in place, and we could live with that and try and trade through that period. Unfortunately, it feels as if now we're nearly back to square one. And I guess one of the biggest issues that we have, that I certainly have, is that, you know, if the decision is made and that we go into a 3 week window, there really is no end in sight, on the basis that I certainly don't believe that 3 weeks will be the end of this little temporary lockdown. I think it's going to be open-ended and indefinite, and that's the scary part.
Barry, you've also been speaking to a pub owner who, I can't believe this, only reopened this week after 6 months of closure.
Yeah, Peter's Pub on South William Street opens on Tuesday for the first time since they closed the doors in March. Now, they have started a new food menu in order to get opened. The owner says that they've put a lot of work in to get reopened, but after only being reopened for 3 days, they could be shut again now for 3 weeks, at least from tomorrow. And the owner of the pub, Enda Keogh, said he feels closing pubs and restaurants in Dublin would be the wrong decision.
We're closed for a full 6 months, exactly 6 months, and we got to the stage that we felt that we had to open. Both for our staff and for our regulars, so we put a lot more emphasis on food. We always did food, and the city centre wasn't over busy for the last 5 or 6 months, and with a few more people coming back into town since late August or early September, my staff hadn't been working for 6 months, and I felt I had to put an emphasis, bigger emphasis on food. So we've changed our menu a little bit and gone more after food to fulfil the requirements of the new guidelines.
When did you reopen again?
We opened early this week.
So you're not even opened a full week yet, and now you're anxiously waiting. Like, you could be closed again tomorrow?
Well, it's a huge worry. It's a huge worry both for... there's a lot of concern for my customers. There's a lot of concern for my staff. I'm anxious from the staff point of view because I brought them back, tried to create work for them and employment. And now all of a sudden there's a big doubt as to whether we'll be open going forward.
How big of a blow would that be?
Shock and blow, and an awful blow personally, but a big blow to the staff because they're all delighted to be back. But it'd be a big blow to me personally because we've spent a lot of money and done a lot of organising and a lot of changing things around and to meet the new guidelines, thinking that this was the way forward and that there'd be some light at the end of the tunnel if we reopened.
Enfit have said that closing pubs and restaurants for 3 weeks is essential in stopping the spread of COVID-19. Do you agree with them?
Definitely not, because there are no figures to back up their argument. If you look at the figures for the hospitality industry, we've performed extremely well all through the pandemic. And if you look at the people that have opened, 99.9% of them have adhered to guidelines and performed extremely well. And if you go into bars, restaurants, they're all, and hotels, I've been out and around to see what people are doing, and 99.9% of them have performed very well. But there's no figures to back up closing pubs and restaurants.
Yeah, Barry, that's an argument you hear a lot of people making. Where's the data to back up this decision to close them? And the National Public Health Emergency Team, they've been out on this today saying they have evidence that COVID-19 would spiral out of control if action wasn't taken.
Yeah, well, Professor Philip Nolan has said people are misreading data on how prevalent the spread of COVID-19 is from restaurants and bars. The official data records just 3 clusters of COVID-19 in pubs and restaurants nationwide in the last week. However, in a series of tweets this afternoon, Professor Philip Nolan says that asking why they're being closed despite the low number of outbreaks is misreading the data. He said people may pick up COVID-19 in one of those settings, but not start spreading it for 3 or 4 days. He also said that settings like bars, restaurants and gyms are where people are actually picking up the virus, but this is not reflected in the figures. But Ciarán, despite what Enfield are saying, anybody I spoke to in the streets of Dublin today are saying that pubs and restaurants are not the problem. And these people told me that they think the pubs and restaurants are being harshly treated.
Again, going by what the experts say, I say it's the wrong decision. Because the experts say that for the amount of virus that's coming from the restaurants and all that, they're not the place to target at the moment. So I'd say it's a wrong decision.
So where's the virus coming from? Where should be targeted?
House parties, I think, big gatherings. I think, in fairness to the pubs and restaurants, I was in a hotel last weekend and it was very well controlled. So I have to say, it has to be down to the house parties. So maybe go after where it's originating from.
How do you target house parties, though?
You don't. Very difficult, very difficult. And look, I think our poor old police now have enough to be doing now without running around trying to break up house parties.
I think it is a little bit harsh. I think restaurants are doing their best at the moment and they are providing hand sanitizers and social distancing and stuff, so I think it is a little bit harsh compared to, schools are allowed to open and other groups are allowed to open and restaurants are following guidelines.
It's not going away, so if you don't catch it now, it's going to get worse.
Do you think pubs and restaurants are to blame here for the spread of the virus?
No, I think it's more house parties. Personally, and the younger crowd don't care.
Yeah, house parties definitely in people's crosshairs. Barry, is it fair?
I'm not sure. I suppose, like yourself, I'm not a health expert, so I don't know if closing pubs and restaurants is the right thing to do. But I think that closing pubs and restaurants will lead to more house parties. I can guarantee that this weekend, when the weather's good, there'll be hundreds of people down the canal in Portobello drinking cans. There'll be hundreds of people in Phoenix Park drinking cans. Is that not going to spread the virus more? Like, that's what I think. And if the pubs and restaurants are opened, then these people would go there instead of going to the park or going to places like Portobello. And I was speaking to one Garda source today, and he said that policing house parties in the capital does put an enormous burden on Gardaí. He says he welcomes the fact that there's legislation now, but they can't monitor every house party in the city. So that probably is where the real spread is. But despite me saying that, I met this group of young women today in Kilmainham, and they say that young people are being unfairly blamed for the spread of COVID-19.
I think there's a lot of young people out there that are social distancing and like that, even on public transport. And even I know groups of friends who've decided, okay, if this is the way it is, we won't meet. So I don't think it's fair to pick the young people in that sense, because there's a lot of older people meeting up with their friends or having people over for a few drinks. So I don't think it's very fair to pinpoint the younger generation.
You know, in every age group, you're going to get people who are ignoring the rules. So I'm sure there's house parties of teens. I'm sure there's house parties of OAPs. Like, you know, in each age group, you're going to find people who just aren't going to play by the rules. So I think young people are usually just the easy target and, you know, are labelled as rebels, but I don't think that's the case. Personally, I don't. Most people I've spoke to have been quite good with the rules, you know. I have a few places now or friends, like plans that I have to cancel. I think especially with people back to work, you kind of need that little bit of time to decompress and socialise. So it's like you're fully in work the whole time and then you're at home and you're just kind of not able to do anything. So yeah, there'll be a lot of Netflix watching over the next few weeks.
Mentally, we do need to have that kind of a bit of a space to kind of leave that it's not working home. And then like that, like factories and that, obviously there's a lot of bigger cases there and people working. So I think it's a bit unfair to say for work, yeah, 3 or 4 households or even 15 households can be together, but you can't meet your sister or your brother if they're in a different household. So even over the weekend, like I'm from Cavan, so I was hoping to get home, and sure, I won't get home now for another 3 weeks. So
yeah, for at least 3 weeks. That contributor there, Barry from Cavan, Barry White, our own reporter, thanks a million for that. Lots of people getting in touch listening to it. Ed says, unfortunately, people are gobshites when it comes to COVID-19, and that's why the numbers are going up. Dublin needs to go back into full lockdown until people get the message. Another listener says, I totally agree with a curfew for people. It's the only way to stop this virus, and perhaps then we will all enjoy Christmas. None of these measures, says someone else, will save a single life. And an observation, a deep philosophical observation from a listener who says, Ciarán, we're a nation of absolute sauceheads.